It is yet another Sunday. Hello, everyone. It's been a very weird week. I think I said this before and I'll say it again. YouTube is a walk in the fucking park. Podcasting is so... Do you know, it's just like... It's, I think for me, the thing I find most difficult is just the regular schedule of it all. Like, I do not like that. And especially because I took a break, I think trying to get back into the swing of things and really trying to maintain the enthusiasm. I was in such a groove before I stopped and it just felt so nice. So I'm looking forward to that coming back. But also, sometimes I just don't have anything to say. But if you look hard enough, there's always something to say. And I'm glad I found it today, but then I'm also recording at like 11 a.m. on a Sunday. So it's a very quick turnaround. Whereas before, I think I was recording on like a Friday or a Thursday morning, maybe even Saturday at the latest. So I'm looking forward to that coming back. But I just feel like we're on a bit of a downturn in terms of just what's happening in K-pop right now. So maybe that's why I feel like that, whereas during the summer or before the summer, I feel like a lot was going on. Energetically, things feel a bit at the moment. And then also in just general world news, I think it's been a very challenging week to sort of maintain some sort of mental peace, I guess. The whole flotilla thing really, really stressed me out. And the fact that, you know, Greta Thunberg right now is being held by Israel and Lord knows what they're doing to her, and all these countries are just silent. Just silent. Your citizens have been taken hostage and you're just silent. Like, how much power can one country have? But I guess, you know, there's trade deals and little arrangements that these people in power have that they agree with each other, so they don't really turn back. So men in power will be the end of us, unfortunately, and it's just so jarring. But I think things have to get worse before they get better, because it's necessary. So that's the only hope that I have. We'll just thrive irregardless. Anyway, but speaking of things that are just annoying, I thought I'll start with the episode where I feel very irritated by online people and just... I just start to go, okay, that's why we don't get nice things. So we've all seen, well, a lot of us would have seen Dream Academy, right? The one, the Netflix show that made Cat's Eye, which I'm in there for like 4 seconds. I think that was such an amazing insight into how groups are made, how they're trained, how you sort of, what their standards are. Like, you could be an amazing dancer, but they measure, they're looking at your timing, they're looking at how you're interpreting the song and the lyrics and how you were delivering that and how you're growing as an artist, blah, blah, blah. Do you have star quality, blah, blah, blah. I loved it. But now, seeing how people don't let things go, I'm like, oh, this is why we don't get things. Like, this, this is exactly why a lot of these things are kept a secret, because you lot can't let shit go. So, Cat's Eye was meant to be... So, how the show starts, for people who haven't watched it, it was... They show us the trainees. It's about maybe like 15 or 18 girls in a house in LA. Maybe less than that. Maybe like 12. I don't remember. And they think, you know, they're being trained to be part of this new girl group. And then... Some of them don't make the cut, and then they go look for more girls. And then, so when they're looking for more girls, this is like a year and a half in, nearly 2 years of training, they get more girls. They want to get more vocalists. They want to get more stars, whatever. Now, at this time, one of the girls that had been there for quite a long time is called Adela. Adela, all the girls loved her. They just think she's so talented. She's at a exceptional dancer, performer. She's also got a good voice. She's also kind of like a leader in a sense. So a lot of the girls really respect and love her. And obviously at that time, the people doing the search weren't super happy with the crop of girls that they had. So one of them found Manon, who is biracial and insanely beautiful. Like, she's the reason why I saw the Dream Academy trailer on YouTube before the show came out, when they actually just teased us with the girls first, because the show came after the group had already debuted and been selected. So I saw Manon, and a lot of us were like, who is she? Like, she's literally one of the most beautiful girls, one of the most beautiful girls we've ever seen. So she obviously got a lot of people's attention. And then now, going back to the documentary, when these other girls were coming in now, then it was announced to them as a surprise that we're actually going to do a survival show. And you guys are going to be getting voted in and out. Now, all the girls are like, wait, what do you mean we're now going to be a survival show? They just thought they're going to be trained and then debut and then just be, you know, a group. So then they find out it's going to be a survival show. One of the girls, Lexi, she quits. She's like, I don't think this is right. It doesn't sit well with me morally, which is an amazing thing to do for a young person, to have such strong moral character at that age, to give up your dream when you're up against these massive companies. You got to rate it. And she left, and you can tell they definitely wanted her to be in the group because she had the look and she had the vibe, but good for her. Now, when Manon came in, she had no dance training, no vocal training. She just had the look. So you could imagine she had to do a lot of catching up. And also, she was a bit like blasé initially with the training. Sometimes she'd be like, I don't feel like training today. And she also asked to live separately from the girls. she lived with her sister, I think, or someone. It was a family member in another house. So she had that, which I found interesting that they kind of gave her some sort of special treatment in a way. I was really shocked by that. And I'm like, well, if it was that bad, they would have kicked her out. But they obviously really wanted her to be in the group. So she obviously was rubbing some of the girls the wrong way because she is not pulling her weight, they feel. Sophia, who's also now in Cat's Eye, and Adela were some of the people we saw speak up. So when they were speaking up, this is where now the public voting came into place. Now, when it was just the trainees being assessed by the staff, Manon will usually be at the bottom or near the bottom because skill-wise, she's obviously not measuring up. Or when the other girls would pick who they'd want to be in a group with, Manon would get like no votes. Now, when the public voting came into play, she shot straight to the top. Or if she was not at the top, she was in the top three. Now, this pissed some of the girls off. And one of the girls being Adela, you see her like really talk about it with, and they even have a group meeting. They have a group meeting. And funny enough, Manon is those, she's not there. And they're like, you know, like, we feel like someone's not pulling their weight. And then they just get to go up because they look good and the public likes them. We don't think that's fair, especially if they're not pulling their weight. Da, da, da. So, you know, and let's be real. If any of us were in that position and we're passionate about something, we would probably be reacting the exact same way because it's only natural. I definitely would. Because at the end of the day, we are seeing it from a first-hand experience. So, and we're stressed about making our dreams come true, and then you have someone who you feel like they're coasting and they're getting liked by the public simply for their looks, it'll be extremely frustrating. Now, with Sophia, it was only that one moment that we saw really where she kind of was also voicing her concerns. And then also in another clip where Manon says hi to someone and Lara as well, then she walks past and it looks like Lara is kind of laughing at Manon in a way. I don't know, it's just the editing looks crazy. Now, you can understand a lot of fans, when they saw that, they were livid of naturally. I feel like the first 6 months to a year after the documentary came out, I think a lot of the concerns and a lot of the reactions were pretty justified because, cool, like, fair enough, this is a new thing for you guys. Like, this is very much, this is, you know, it's a fresh thing for you to see. Now, we're nearly 2 years past that and people are still doing too much. So when people saw that, yes, Lara was getting cooked and everyone was whatever. And mind you, this is now, when the documentary came out, we're already like, what, 8 months past the group having made their debut. So a lot of the girls have definitely moved on, because the footage we're seeing is from a year to 2 years prior to them even being selected. So for them, it's kind of like old news. So I can't imagine what the experience must have been like for them to watch that back. Now, with Adela, though, so with Sophia, we only had that one moment where she kind of was voicing her concerns, maybe another. But with Adela, it felt like even after she left and she was cut, they had a specific scene where her and, what was that girl's name? Nye, whatever, the one who was talking about black girl in the middle, the picture in the middle. Anyway, those two had a random scene where they are at the beach once again, bitching about Mano. And then it was a bit like, okay, now you're dragging it. Even I was like, girl, we get it. We get it. You're not out of the show. Why did you come back to film another scene? Unless they edit it in a way where she was still in the group, she was still in the training system or whatever, maybe. But it didn't feel that way. It definitely felt like this was post her gone and they're still kind of talking about it. So you can imagine why. So you can see why people to this day have an issue with Adela, but I would say I have that issue for a few months and I'll explain why. By now you should have moved on. When the show ended, there was also a bit of an issue with when they're doing the actual selection lineup. When the girls were picked, Manon went to hug, I think was it Samara or a couple of others. I think it was Samara especially, just ignored her, which is really odd. I'm like, what beef do you lot have? What didn't we see? Anyway, the six girls are picked. Cool. And then the documentary comes out. People now are irritated with Sophia and Lara, who are in the group with Mano, and then also irritated with Adela. Now, with Sophia and Lara, I think it kind of resolved quickly, because obviously you see them as a group and they kind of, I think they did kind of talk about it in a way. So people kind of let that go a lot quicker. Now with Adela, I can't lie. I was one of those people in the first 6 months to a year. I was like, she's racist. I don't like her. Oh, dare she? Why is she against me? You know, it's just, that was just where my reasoning was. I was half serious. I wasn't fully there, but it did kind of feel that way in how she kind of was with like a dog with a bone. And unfortunately, I'll be honest, people have to be aware of the dynamics of things when you're also in your feelings. And I know that those things take time, but that's how the way life is. Manon is the only other, well, there's what? There was two black girls, Samara. No, well, Samara's Brazilian, but I guess she's of black descent as well. Probably Afro-Latina, you could say. The Nye, whatever girl who had left early on. So really, she's one of the two black girls or biracial girls in the show. And you're gunning for her as the blonde girl with blue eyes. Like, it just comes across whatever, even if that's not your intention. We have to be aware of how things can look. It's so important. If you're naive to that, then you'll be caught off guard by how people will react to things a lot of the times. Just like if you're a straight man and you're talking about women, and you're cornering one woman in a group of other men, that would look misogynistic, even though she might just be awful. But the way you approach it, you kind of have to, like, there's a point too where, yep, it's justified critique, cool. But if you keep going on about it, now we start to question, why do you care that much? Like, why is it so personal to you? So that was part of my reasoning. And maybe for others as well, they felt some kind of way, because even if that's not the case, even if it's not racially there, it can still trigger someone and remind you of something you experienced that was similar. So those things, you can't be naive to it, because it is in how we treat each other. It's not just like, oh, random, like, I just base it on my who I am. We all treat each other formed based on the things we've been formed and informed by as we're growing up. So things just don't happen in a vacuum. So you have to be kind of aware of that. So after the show ended, everything was kind of Gucci, you know, whatever. And then Adela was seen partying with Megan and who was it? Megan and Sophia in LA, I think. This was now maybe last year. And people are like, why are they partying with her? This is so weird. If it was Manon, I'll be so upset, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fair enough. But clearly, that's another thing. It's like the show got us invested, which is a good thing. But then we also don't actually know these girls. We don't know what they're talking about. We don't know what the day-to-day is like. We don't know, really and truly. And to be honest, it's true. Maybe Manon is uncomfortable with it. Maybe she doesn't give a fuck. Or maybe she was there and she left early. We didn't know. So we don't really know. But if your group members are cool with her, maybe she's cool with it. That went on. And then also recently, imagine, that's the thing. Time just goes on. And then recently, she... And also, by the way, Adela got signed to Atlantic Records, I think. So now she's had her solo career. But then even during her solo promotions, like she was, I think she was, dancing or singing to Gnarly, or she was praising the girls, and she's been seen with more of the girls. We've not really seen her with Manon, actually, funny enough. But I'm like, they seem so cool with each other and they look like they've moved on. Why have you now made it your cause to hold on to things that is not, has nothing to do with you? And like I said earlier, I understand when it's fresh and you experience that and you're protective over the artist and you go, wow, they did her dirty. This is so, these girls. And especially, I understand why you feel like that if you feel like they've not atoned for what they said or did. And naturally, I don't remember them having a specific discussion to say, this, we've moved on from this. I can see how I was in a documentary. I'm definitely not that way anymore. I don't think that's ever been addressed. So maybe that's why people still hold on to it. Another reason as well why fans need to move on is that in, I think it was episode 10, I don't know, somewhere near the end, child, Manon asked all the girls to gather and talk about any issues they have with her. And they resolved it. I think this was after Adela had gone. So in her defense, she wasn't there for that, I don't think. But Manon was mature enough to, wow, was mature enough to gather everyone and clear the air and also get them to address, which is not an easy thing for someone to do. But she owned her stuff. She also apologized and she did what she had to do. So from then on, once it's been resolved in that essence, it's really not your business anymore. You've seen the resolve. Had they left it up in the air, I can understand the friction or the frustration still. But she addressed it and they all addressed it and they moved on. So you should do the same. I've also noticed people are never satisfied. If you do address something, then they'll go, well, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. I think that was really disgusting. It's like, well, I just apologize. What more do you want from me? So it's almost like silence is better. But from how I'm seeing things, people just haven't let go. I still see TikToks. If you go to most of Adela's kind of content or whatever, I mean, I've never really done this, but the couple of times where I would have, you just go, wow, you lot are still on this? Or I still see TikToks that are like people watching the show or people still commenting or referencing the show. And it's like, wow, will you ever actually let it go? So which goes back to my opening point of, now I see why we don't get things. We don't get nice things, because I would love to see more of the behind the scenes looks and more of the raw critique. And even the fact there was a clip of, I think it was a dance training session, and the teacher was being super strict on them. And people had an issue with that as well. And I'm just like, you don't need to fucking grow up. Like, it's not you. Just because you can't handle it, you're projecting it onto these girls who wanted it because they want to achieve their dreams and they want to be the best at what they do. But instead, people are still like in their feelings about it. And I get it. It's like, okay, you've just found the documentary now. But some people, I feel like, they are actually referencing it in nostalgia to say, like, oh my God, when I first watched a documentary, this, you can tell they're not reacting to it because they've just watched it now. They're reacting to it again and still speaking about it, even though they watched it some time ago. And I find that really weird. I'm like, but you lot say you want to learn more about the process, or you're curious about all these things. But when you've when you're given access to it, you can't behave. You then hold on to it forever and don't let things go. When these things were not, they really were not, they're not your burden to bear. And also, a lot of you act as though you would do any better in that situation. We all have sides to us that are competitive and they'll be nasty. There was another story that came out about TXT's Bomgu and how they were talking about, I think Subin was talking about this, how there was a trainee at the time who hated Bomgu so much he had to go to therapy, and he was basically bullying Bomgu, I think, if I remember correctly. Now, people were obviously up in arms trying to figure out who the trainee was, because apparently he also debuted and we don't know who he is. And to be honest, he could be at any company, because obviously people don't have to debut in the company they train in. He could have moved to another company and debuted there. But one thing I immediately considered was like, are you not pretending Bomgu is not annoying? Obviously, doesn't warrant bullying. But my point is, human beings are complex. I've had people irritate me so much. I'm so nasty back because you're irritating me. Now, if the story came out to say, oh, they were bullied, I'll be like, yeah, I had to bully you because you were pissing me off. So there's also, we don't know. My point is basically, you don't know the full scope of how it is, especially when you're training, especially if you're in that environment where you could be highly irritable and you'd be nasty. And let's remember, you're young as well. Maybe for some of us, if you're older, you forget what it was like to be younger and you become all judgmental and high and mighty. But if you were you, if it was you once again, and you were 16 or 15 or 17 and you have a trainee that is always making noise or they're trying to look for attention and they're being irritating and then you're nasty to them and you get people to be nasty to them, who knows? That could be the situation. You don't know. Like, people can do ugly things. We need to allow hearing and experiencing and seeing the negative things that idols can do, because that's the human thing. You lot love to dehumanize these people as if every conflict they have, they resolved it calmly and we're talking and they were always reasonable, even though we know most teenagers are not reasonable and they shouldn't have to be. How else do you grow if you don't outgrow those things? So I wasn't really shocked by that, nor did I feel as though we should now immediately hate whoever the idol is and find out who they were and get them and get their pitchforks out, because they were also young. They were also in that environment. You don't know what kind of stresses they have. You don't know what Bomgu would have been doing to irritate them and vice versa. So the dynamic is always super complex. But now I can see why I was naive to believe that we would ever get more access to things, because if you look at how people react and how people hold on to things, it's a lot. And I know the same thing happened, or similar thing happened with Ireland as well. People hated Kay because Kay was mean to Nikki, is how they saw it. Even though when I finally watched Ireland, I was like, oh, you lot are mad. You lot are mad. You lot would have hated me because Kay, much older, Nikki was, what, 14 in Ireland? And Kay would have been, what, maybe 19 or 20, 21, much older. And they're both Japanese, so culturally, there's also that thing. He was just kind of keeping him in line, as he should have been. But people would watch that footage back. And even though Nikki was dealing with it well, and it was necessary for him to grow, the way they treated him, and apparently even till now, some people still hate Nikki because of that. And I'm just like, we really need to stop taking paracetamol for other people's headaches, because if they've moved on, why are you still carrying it? Is your life that free of challenges and personal struggles you want to hoard other people's? I understand feeling for someone, but if they've moved on and they're okay, why are you still holding on to it? And I guess maybe people project their personal things and then they see the people's faces that they know who've made them feel that way on the faces of what they're seeing. But you need to go to therapy for that. You need to move on, because you cannot live like that. Because then it's just you're carrying something where the people themselves have moved on, they're successful, they're whatever, and you're still holding on, like, let it go. So that's my basic message for today's episode, is just let things go, man. It's really not your business. It's not it's not your business, and you'll be happier for it. Speak to you lot next time.